Well, folks, Greg and I have enjoyed some great wines today, and he insists on opening a couple more. It's a beautiful afternoon here, and lunch is going into the middle of the afternoon, so we're doing a good thing.
All right. Yeah, I'm having a good time.
We wanted to check on that because we could order more food.
We could. I think we should, actually. You know, we got a few extra wines here, so we're going right into our Upshot wines. So these are Rodney Strong Upshot. The Upshot wines are fun blends, and there's a twist to each of them. There's a white blend and there's a red blend. We got both of them right here. So this is a 2019 white blend and a 2020 red blend. Now, the white blend has five different grapes in it. It comes from different areas around California. So get this. It's about 53% Grenache Blanc, which is kind of a richer wine. It has some fruit tones to it. It's kind of a green apple, a little bit of pear, the ones that I've had. You don't see it a whole lot, but that's coming from Paso Robles. In fact, it actually comes from Alex Trebek's old vineyard. It's called Windfall Farm. Down south in Paso Robles, a very warm area where Grenache Blanc can ripen up really well. There's 20% Pinot Noir coming from the Russian River Valley. So there's your twist. It's a red grape, but what you do, you pick and go right into the press, press the juice out, no skin contact whatsoever, and the juice comes out Blanc. It's white. So you ferment that and you've got a white Pinot Noir. So that's in there. 20% adds a lot of body. There's 15% Gewürztraminer. Now that's coming from Anderson Valley up north of us.
Love Anderson Valley.
Yeah, off the beaten path. So if you come out to Russian River and explore Russian River wines, you're not far from Anderson Valley. You can really go up there and have a lot of fun. A lot of Pinots and Chards up there. But this comes from our friends up at Hush, up in Anderson Valley. When they have a little bit of extra wine, we've kind of gotten in with them and they sell it to us. So 15% Gewürztraminer can be spicy. That's what it's known for, and highly aromatic. And then there's a pinch of Viognier and Sauvignon Blanc there too. So Viognier is really floral and fruity and kind of richer in tone. And Sauvignon Blanc, everybody knows. You know, you've got that wild tropical tone generally and just a pop of acidity. So married together, it makes a really interesting wine.
An interesting perspective on this is that a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, I'm not sure I want all those grapes going together. But it really, what it is fascinating because you have a glass of this and you go, oh, that really works.
That's right. Yeah. And I would encourage you to pour it on the cold side and enjoy that on the cold side. And then as it warms up, or as you leave the bottle on the counter, don't put it back in the fridge. And as it warms up and you enjoy a second glass, you're going to find those elements coming from the different varieties kind of coming to surface, different things that come from those different varieties. It's really interesting.
And then the red blend is actually doing the same thing. You've got quite a few grapes in there, and we've talked about a few of these grapes before.
We're leaning back on some old favorites here in the Russian River, Zinfandel, Merlot from Alexander Valley actually as well. Well, and Malbec. So this is generally about a third each, Zin, Merlot, and Malbec. But carve out a little bit of room, about 10% for two other varieties, Petit Verdot, about 5%, and there's about 6% Riesling, which is a white grape, as most of you know, and it's super floral. And of course, going into a dark wine is no concern. You don't even know it's in there until you smell and you taste it, and you taste a little bit of an exotic twist on a wine that already has a lot of lush berry fruit, especially from the Malbec and the Zinfandel. And now you've got this kind of a floral kick coming through from the Riesling. It's really interesting.
That is really interesting. It's like a co-ferment, actually. And it's a process that has been going on with Syrah and Viognier for a while. And I'm intrigued. This wine's going to be very good. I've already gotten through my first glass of the white wine here, and I think I'm going to have to get into that one. But first, let's order some more food.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can go a lot of different ways with this. But if you have some nice, you know, maybe a softer red meat cut, a little cherry glaze, that would go a long ways.
All right. Well, we might have to branch out from that also. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.